There's been heated reaction both in Mexico and the United States after Donald Trump unveiled a 10-point plan that he claims will deal with what he calls the country's immigration crisis. He's vowed to deport up to 2 million people living illegally in the United States within the first hour of his presidency. The Republican presidential nominee has also insisted that Mexico will pay for the construction of a wall that he's vowed to build across the U.S. border. But Mr. Trump, back in the U.S. after a brief visit to Mexico City, struck a far more aggressive tone than he did during his meeting on Wednesday with the Mexican president. Our U.S. correspondent Simon Marks reports.
Not for the first time in this presidential campaign, there have been two Donald Trumps on display over the last few hours. There was the Donald Trump standing alongside the Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, and sounding conciliatory about people he has previously characterized as criminals, murderers, and rapists.
The United States' first, second, and third generation Mexicans are just beyond reproach. Spectacular, hardworking people.
And then, just a matter of hours later, back in the US, there was the more rabid Donald Trump, throwing raw meat at his supporters and vowing once again to build a wall along the Mexican border and deport millions of immigrants he says are orchestrating a crime wave in America.
We will issue detainers for illegal immigrants who are arrested for any crime whatsoever. And they will be placed into immediate removal proceedings.
So which Donald Trump to believe? His supporters say they're backing the man who, wherever he goes, always promises to put America first.
He has put American citizens at the top of the list. And by the way, I thought he was terrific down in Mexico. He really looked presidential and he showed great leadership.
That's former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, herself no shrinking violet in the conservative stakes. She says those people who say the U.S. Congress will never vote to authorize the wall's construction aren't taking into account Donald Trump's determination.
If we want to do it, Donald can make it happen. And we've all been in those spots in our life. So I'm excited.
But other Republicans are racing to distance themselves from Mr. Trump. Several members of his National Hispanic Advisory Council said his angry speech in Arizona was the last straw. Among them, Jacob Monti.
We had met with him a week and a half ago. He appeared to be ready to announce a pro-business, compassionate Republican solution to the immigration problem. And boy, it never came.
He spoke on MSNBC. Democrats are, of course, piling in, even as polls show Hillary Clinton losing some of the lead she established over Mr. Trump last month. Vice President Joe Biden.
This is a guy born with a silver spoon in his mouth that now he's choking on because his foot's in his mouth along with the spoon.
And in Mexico, fury not just with Donald Trump, but also with the Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto.
It was, in terms of the Mexican president, a disaster.
Jose Carreño is the international editor for the Mexican newspaper Excelsior. He says Donald Trump used his host as a prop and then lied on both sides of the border.
He took advantage of the Mexican president to come and try to appear as a statesman, and then he lied here, and then he went back to the U.S. and lied there.
The Trump team believe that in at least one regard, they did outmaneuver Hillary Clinton this week. The alacrity with which they accepted the invitation to visit Mexico means the Republican candidate got there before her and ends the week with something new in his arsenal. Images of him standing alongside a world leader and holding his own on foreign soil. Simon Marks, 938 Live, Washington.